Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. Happy Easter, happy Passover. Joining me now on the phone is Republican leader of the Illinois State Senate, Bill Brady, state senator from Bloomington. Leader Brady, good morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Rick. Good to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We are getting close to the May crunch time. Obviously, the legislature is on break right now, but we're getting close to May crunch time, end of session scheduled to be the end of May. We're still wondering about where's a budget, where are some of the priorities that Democratic Governor J.P. Pritzker has outlined. And obviously, Republicans are a minority in the legislature, but still have some influence here. Where are we when it comes down to, you know, the budget-making process?
Well, our caucus members are going through that process. Every year, the Appropriations Committee hears the departments come in and hears where they're at. You know, we're focused on where we can cut waste and savings in the program and make it more efficient. That process is moving along, I would say, in tune with everything else. Some of the other big issues that the governor has put in his budget proposal, there are various working groups that are working through those. I would say it's time to start getting really serious about some of them, like if sports betting is going to materialize and if the revenues will be there. So there are things. We had a leaders meeting with the governor the week before we broke and talked about how we need to speed this up. We've got 5 weeks left of session and what we need to do. It's still our hope that we'll do some things to help create jobs, create a better business environment so that we can employ more people. That's really the only way we're ever going to solve the budget crisis in Illinois, given the challenges that we have. And it's still a crisis when the pensions absorb so much our revenues.
It seems like, obviously, the issue kind of sucking the oxygen out of everything else is the issue of proposed constitutional amendment for graduated rate income tax, something that Republicans are opposed to. I was kind of curious because, you know, when we had the governor laid out proposed rates under this kind of graduated rate structure, and then afterwards would talk about, well, this is all subject to negotiation, and I was curious, where's the negotiation?
Well, you know, that's a good point. So far, they seem to be where they're at. We don't believe that there are protections when we alter the Constitution for middle-income families. We've thought long and hard about this, and there just is nothing to keep a Democrat majority from the day after the citizens give them this power, if they do, and we don't believe that will happen, that there's any protection keeping the Democrats from raising the income taxes on middle-income families. As I said in committee, the Democrat majorities have proven twice in the last couple years that they're willing to take a vote on raising income taxes. We believe that the solution to Illinois' budgetary problem, and frankly our livelihood, is a better environment for workforce, but moving people off of government roles onto private sector payrolls and creating revenue that way, and a better livelihood. And we don't believe the threat of another tax increase is the best way to go. Now, I admit that they've outlined it in such a way that a lot of people might think that their taxes aren't going to go up. They've put it in a way that they claim 97% of the people will not see a tax increase. That's pretty attractive to a lot of people. But our Constitution, I think, has served us well. It's crafted in 1970. And the fear that they can have such an easy opportunity to raise taxes on middle-income families we don't believe is a positive step for this state.
I mean, I've heard that argument being made about there's nothing that would stop a tax increase under that proposed constitutional amendment, but there's nothing that stops a tax increase right now.
You're right, but this just makes it so much easier to elevate taxes on middle-income families. And when we saw the last tax increase happen, we saw, I think it was reported by one of the special reporting study groups, that we lost more middle-income families than anything. And we can't afford to continue to lose middle-income producing families and the jobs associated with that. And this is, to us, reeks of a threat to that. You know, if they're really concerned about it, why not call Senator McConkie and Senator Ryder's constitutional amendment on requiring a supermajority to raise taxes like other states? Now, I'm not saying that's a negotiating point on the graduate income tax, but that'd be good for the state regardless. I sponsored that initiative approximately 10 years ago to give taxpayers protection in this state. Taxes are something that need to be taken seriously and not lightly. And we need to make it difficult on legislators and frankly, make them answer for raising taxes when they should be working on growing the economy and raising taxes through natural revenue growth.
Now, there are some people who argue that opponents of this are basically opponents of the graduated rate are actually fearful of taxes, of it being easier to raise taxes on the wealthy. Because that's an easy target.
Yeah, this increase on the wealthy doesn't worry me as much as the potential increase in middle income. Now, I do believe, and I've sponsored an initiative like other states where there isn't a huge estate tax burden at the state level to keep people in this state. People who create jobs, it's important to keep them in. I think that's, frankly, a bigger threat on the ultra-rich than the rates that have been posed here. Again, we believe the middle-income families are our biggest threat in terms of our economic survival and keeping Illinois from continuing to lose people to other states.
You touched earlier on kind of these working groups that are going on, and you actually mentioned the issue of sports betting. It always, whenever you talk about wagering or gambling or whatever, that always seems to be this kind of elusive kind of goal among those who want to expand gambling, and obviously sports betting being the kind of the newest entry in this compared to things like more casinos, that kind of thing. Given the complexity of that issue, granted other states have already legalized it, but given the complexity of this issue, do you think it's realistic that that component will go through?
I do. And I don't think it's that complex, to tell you the truth. I think it's just going to take, frankly, probably our caucus is really coming together and getting focused on it and proving what the need and where it's going to go. Is it revenues that we can use for capital? Is it revenues that need to go into the budget? There's other issues, though, that add to this, and that is there are several locations, including, as I understand, Chicago and the new mayor's position, that they would like to see the same opportunities for gaming that other cities, Rockford, Chicago, other places would like to see that. I look at it, I think it's proven that in many cases, these are economic opportunities and entertainment opportunities that enrich a city. So I think we need to look at a more comprehensive approach to making the most out of that industry and its effect on Illinois. So I don't think sports betting is that complex. The question is, do we think it should be owned and run like the lottery, or should we sell licenses? I think we need to look at both economic models and weigh the pros and cons of it. But I think this is something that can be done, and we certainly could use the resources. And frankly, if we don't do it, we know that Illinois residents are doing it somewhere, whether they drive to another state to do it or whether they do it illegally. And this is, I think, an absolute opportunity to make an industry legal and capture revenues and provide an entertainment value to people.
But should it be a component as part of a larger bill that, as you note, might include expanding casino gaming.
Yeah, I think, speaking for those who support it in our caucus, I think we favor it being part of a larger, comprehensive approach to raise the most revenue and give cities the greatest opportunity. There's a lot of people who leave Chicago to go to Indiana to gamble. There's a lot of people, there's a threat of the Wisconsin casino that would drain, remove people over to drive to Wisconsin rather than Rockford. So there are some economic opportunities in the state that we can't ignore. And it's, I think we've passed bills before. I think we can do something here that would enhance in our state economically, but also give us revenues and entertainment value that would bring more value to our state than what we even have now.
We're speaking to the Republican leader of the Illinois State Senate, State Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the All-State Skyline studio. Joining me on the phone is Bill Brady. He is the state senator from Bloomington, who is the Republican leader of the Illinois State Senate. We're talking about issues going on in Springfield as we get ever closer to the scheduled end of May adjournment date. Senator, what about the issue of legalizing marijuana? It's got a revenue component, but others also say there's kind of a jobs and even criminal justice component to this. Is there a caucus position among the Senate Republicans on this?
No, and I'm not sure there is amongst any caucus. The there are Republicans who feel that if we're going to do it, we should have a voice in how it's done in my caucus, and I respect that. I have been asked by the governor to appoint members to a working group to try to make sure that it's done in what I would say the least harmful way. My personal opinion, and this is my personal opinion, is I haven't been convinced, although I understand marijuana sales are going on illegally, people are buying it, and there is a revenue component, and the product would be safer if regulated. But we still have this issue that it's not federally legal, excuse me, and the harm that the medical community and, the, frankly, law enforcement tell me it creates far outweighs what I think would be good about making it legal. So I do believe there's a good chance that this will become part of Illinois' our situation. I'm very concerned about it, but I do respect the people who say if we're going to do it, let's have a seat at the table and make sure it's done in a way that is least harming as possible. I mean, I think there have been proven ways in which medical marijuana has been very helpful. I've been surprised at some of the results myself, having been opposed to that. I still have grave concerns about the legal implications of the federal law, but it has been helpful. But I don't think that a society needs a recreational adult cannabis to create a better society. But I do think it will happen. I do think there will be some revenues associated with it. I worry about, as I study other states, if the cost of it won't exceed the revenues. But we're continuing to work to make and learn from other states about how we can make legalized recreational cannabis least harmful to Illinois.
So when it comes to, like, you know, there's a number of members on a House resolution to kind of say, let's slow down on this. You're very much in that camp.
Very much so. I'm not going to support it. But I do think that a lot of thought needs to be put into it. Do I think they can put enough thought into it that it could be done by the end of session? Yeah, I do. I think there's still more to learn. But I think the concept that this needs to slow down and it needs to be studied is a good concept.
I'm curious as well about any progress towards a public works infrastructure capital bill.
Yeah, I think that is one area where we can all join in making something happen. Rick, I've never voted for a tax increase in my life. But the fact that we have a lockbox when it comes to road projects now, a protection that you can't sweep monies that were raised to invest in our infrastructure away to other programs, gives me some confidence. I've had lengthy discussions with members of the General Assembly, from leadership to rank and file of the governor. Our roads and bridges and rail are crumbling to a point where we're not going to be able to repair them. We're going to have to rip them up and rebuild, and the cost of that is horrendous. As I said earlier in your show, the number one thing that will move Illinois forward is creating jobs. That's where our real revenues, sustainable revenues, come from. We have a great advantage economically with our geographical presence that we're not utilizing. We're one of the slowest growing states in the nation, yet we're in the center of this nation, if not world's economy. And one of the problems we're having is that we're not utilizing that because our infrastructure is not up to speed. And so we're working diligently, members of my caucus are, diligently to get us back into a position where we're taking advantage of our geographical presence and our economic ability to use that infrastructure, not to mention the public safety aspect of it that's so important. So we're very serious about rolling up our sleeves, and we're working. There's been several meetings across the state. I hope to be very proud of an infrastructure bill that we pass this session that will take advantage of all the things that we have to offer and rebuild our infrastructure, providing safer roads, bridges, rail, and other things. When it comes to the non-horizontal, what we call vertical projects, I hope we can come up with some revenues for that too. I think, frankly, if medical marijuana and if recreational cannabis adult passes, that's a source. Sports betting and gaming could be a source for vertical construction as well.
What about as far as but transportation-related projects? How do they get funded?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's been a lot of discussion. A lot of ideas have been thrown. You know that the Illinois Chamber of Commerce has suggested increasing the motor fuel tax and reducing the sales tax, some fee-related options. There are various things. What I've said to the governor is we're interested in talking about where the revenues come from. We just need to define what the program's going to look like. And because what we really need is something that is sustainable, something that can be we can invest in on a relatively regular basis, not a huge chunk of money and then nothing, but regular basis of revenue that can maintain our roads and bridges and rail at an adequate level. And we know that there are no revenues in the current budget to do that, and we're certainly willing to discuss what needs to be done, but we need to see the scope of the program that needs to be laid out.
It's almost like chicken and egg, isn't it, in some respects?
We've got a great Department of Transportation who can say, listen, the proper thing to do, the least costly way to maintain this is to invest this much each year for the next 30 years. And they need to lay that out so that we're not, chasing our tail all the time, but we have a long-term sustainable plan. And Republicans are willing, because we know in the long run, monies we invest in our infrastructure are monies that will save us in other areas, because our economy is going to flow much better and provide natural revenue growth through job creation.
So what about something like a gas tax increase, but finally maybe indexing that to inflation or the cost of motor fuel, something so that it doesn't have to be, what's the last time?
You're right to the point. When you also got to factor in, is there going to be technological advances where you won't need as many gallons of gas to drive as many miles? So that's absolutely to the point that we have to factor in. To be true to the voters and the people and to creating a greater economy, the revenues have to match with the needs. And they've got to be done in the most efficient way. And you can't ignore the fact that there's going to be advances in efficiency on mileage. There's going to be advances in electronic vehicles. We've got a great plant, Rivian Motors, that's advancing electric vehicles. We've got to realize those are going to become more and more part of what we see on the roads, and we've got to figure out a plan where everyone pays equally.
And that's just down the road from you, Rivian. So
yeah, it's a great success story. They're really they're going to be modeling some of their new cars and showing them at the plant this I think the end of May. And we're excited about the opportunity we have here in Illinois to really be part of the future of automobile industry.
That's Illinois State Senate Republican Leader Bill Brady of Bloomington. Senator, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Rick, good to be with you, and I hope your listeners enjoyed Passover and are enjoying Easter today, and we look forward to doing good things in Springfield this May and concluding on time and getting things moving in Illinois. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Senator.